when you do a festival, you want to know if somebody really appreciated it. And here was a person from, a lady who wrote from the state of Colorado. She says, one of the things she liked best, because it was open, loving, caring, kind, quiet, collective, learning, learn. She said, that's what I learned. I learned. And then she said this, in case I don't get to tell you personally, this has been the most fulfilling feast in 27 years. This is her comment on our feast survey. The most fulfilling feast in 27 years. Everyone is genuinely excited for God and each other. All the brethren want to know each other and are very friendly and kind. The messages were about the meaning of the feast. Hard to describe, but this has brought joy to my heart and the strength to keep on keeping on. Thank you so much, she said. So a wonderful thing. It's just so gratifying when people are, you know, really benefited. I mean, what else do you preach for? What else do you do for? Why else serve if nobody is benefited? But this told me she was very benefited, and she really loved the festival and its strength. We had several comments how this has renewed their spiritual faith. Now, I have this belief. I have a belief that the Word of God, when people hear God's Word expounded and explained and read, when they hear the Word of God, they are energized and benefited by that Word. There is nothing that God's people need more than the pure Word of God expounded and the truth of that Word, because that energizes them. Because the Holy Spirit, when you have the Holy Spirit in you, and then you have the Word of God coming to you, trust me, this is as good as it gets in life, because in your spiritual life, because it energizes you. It brings you to, you know, to God in a very close way, and it spiritually energizes you, renews you spiritually. And there's probably nothing better than that. So I'm just tickled. I've got some few news items. I know everybody knows that Muammar Gaddafi was killed, and that took place. And, you know, a lot of things like that happened, and I'm sure America is happy for it. Most Americans are happy. We got this guy. He was a terrorist and, you know, just an evil person. And he's so evil that his own people didn't like him. He didn't do anything for his people. The very opposite of a servant. He was a tyrant. He killed people. He hurt them. He did things to them. He served himself and not his people at all. So what kind of person was he? He was a tyrant rather than a servant. And this is the distressing thing about that. But anyhow, he's dead. We have other news items, and I just want to read you this one. It's talking about antidepressant use. It's talking about antidepressant. Antidepressant use skyrockets 400% in just two decades. Here are Americans. Most who take the medications are not in therapy, the report says. Now, the people have decided, rather than go to a person, a psychotherapist, and talk about their issues and get help personally with one-on-one, they would rather just go to, they would rather just go to the doctor and pick up a pill. It's easier to pick up pills than it is to go to somebody and work on your issues and talk about it. However, pills are not the answer, and most experts tell you that. But you would be surprised how many people are on pills from 12 years old, from 18 to 44 years of age. There is a 400% jump since 1988. Since 1988 to 2011, 400%, that is four times as many people are taking medications as did in that 18 to 20 to 44. And it's even now 7% higher. No, excuse me, 11% of all Americans ages 12 and older took antidepressants during the years 2005 to 2008. You know how many people there are between the ages of 12 and older? I mean, you're talking about, you know, the vast majority of the population, 12 and older, who have taken antidepressants. Antidepressants. Now, by the way, antidepressants have been linked to some of these people going off their rocker, drowning their children. You know, the woman that drowned her children was on all kinds of psychotropic medications that affect the mind. I had one client tell me, she said, you know, I never wanted to kill myself more than when I was on Paxil. And she had taken that drug. Now they have a warning that sometimes suicidal behavior will come about for your teenagers who are taking these medications, and suicidal behaviors often take place. So there you go. It's not the answer, but we in America, we have come to believe, we believe all these advertisements. You see the advertisements. I think it was a disastrous thing, and I think it happened during the Bush administration, that they permitted these drug companies to have full access to talk to the American public, full access, and go ahead and pound these drugs at them. Now, you'll say, well, they give you a warning. They tell you that they're the side effects. Oh, yeah, sure they do. They tell you about the side effects. But you know when they tell you about the side effects? During these pictures. And they've done research has been done on that. That while they're telling you the side effects, they are flooding you with these pictures of happiness, somebody running through the fields, they're doing active, and they're talking as though all their problems are over now that they've taken this drug. And then meanwhile, they're telling you the side effects. It can cause stomach upset, muscle cramps, very dangerous, could be very serious side effects. Please contact your doctor if you experience liver problems, kidney problems, heart problems, if you're, you know, have extreme blood pressure, if your liver, you know, and they had all these things that they're talking about that could happen if you have all these side effects take place. And they're extremely dangerous, extremely dangerous. In fact, the second biggest killer of Americans are doctors, hospitals, and psychotropic drugs. The people you expect, you go to them for healing, you go to them to get well, and the combination of these drugs, overdosing, misstatement of drugs, in other words, they give you the wrong pill, because a lot of these drugs, you know, have similar names, very similar. And when doctors write, they often are not very good at their writing. You know, they just scribble something down and somebody gives you the wrong pill. This could be disastrous to you. But everyone thinks that drugs are the way to go. Everyone thinks that, you know, we have to have them, we have to have them. And so what do we do, you know, 5,000 years ago? Now, when you're depressed, what should you do? Well, the first thing, one of the wonderful parts of the B vitamin complex that can be used for depression are two things called, one is called vitamin B6, and the other one is called niacinamide, N-I-A-C-I-N-A-M-I-D-E. It's an amino acid form of niacin. It's niacinamide. And those two in combination, if you take both of them, will have a wonderful relaxing. They are good for the mind. And fact is, an experiment was conducted in Canada many years ago when people took niacin, when they took all of the niacinamide and the B6 out of the food given to these people. And by the way, you cannot conduct that kind of experiment today. It was done in the 60s. And if you tried to conduct that experiment today, it would be unethical and illegal because these people were driven crazy. They had schizophrenic symptoms as a result of the lack of niacinamide and vitamin B6. So if you have that happen to you. I mean, if you're not getting enough, but therefore adding vitamin B6 and niacinamide would be a wonderful way to go to help relieve stress, depression symptoms. And it doesn't have any of the side effects that these others have. These others have sexual side effects. They have other side effects, dry mouth side effects. There are things that, you know, that people just experience differently when they're on these psychotropic medications, whether they're antidepressants or anti-anxiety or antipsychotic medications. Now, the antipsychotic medications are very serious because they lead to tardive dyskinesia, it's called, tardive dyskinesia. And it's a terrible side effect. And it will never go away, by the way. Once a person starts into tardive dyskinesia, it cannot be stopped. Even though you stop the medications, you'll have a permanent destruction of the brain and the brain's waves and so on. So I think you ought to take a look at other things before you go right immediately to antidepressants or to other psychotropic medications. That's my thoughts on the matter. Of course, you'll have to you have to consult your physician, your doctor, people you believe in, and you do what you think is best for you.